mother truckers. Welcome to another episode of the Hollywood Hick. This is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at you from Hollywood, California, just above Hollywood Boulevard in the Florida room, the most awesome room in the history of the world. Hopefully no helicopters fly by, car alarms go off, leaf blowers, anything to come up here and disrupt this episode of the Hollywood Hick, because you never know what you're going to get in Hollywood. I tell you, because you know what I've been getting lately? Gunshots, and lots of them. I keep encouraging anybody who comes to visit the Hollywood Hick compound to you might want to invest in a bulletproof vest these days, because just down the street, the last few days have been shootings, stabbings, apparently people just shooting bullets for the sake of shooting bullets. I don't know what the hell's going on down there, but all I know is do not make eye contact with crazy. When you're walking through Hollywood, you see crazy coming, do not make eye contact with it, because it's very, 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 very possible that that mother trucker will try to engage you, and the last thing you want to do is engage. I know from experience, because I'm Southern. I grew up in the South. I've lived out here in California for a long time, in Southern California, LA, Hollywood, for the last several years, specifically Hollywood. LA is giant, in case y'all don't know that. So there's areas within. And I am in Hollywood, the entertainment capital of the world, but you wouldn't know it by looking at all the trash and like violence going on down there. But the tourists don't seem to stop. They fucking love it. They're out in force. So whatever. If you come visit Hollywood, be careful. Do not make eye contact with the crazy. You'll get stabbed. You'll get shot. The shit just happens. I mean, it happens everywhere, but apparently it's happened worse here, because I've said it before and I will say it again. The level of crazy in Hollywood is going through the roof. It's nuts. I mean, several months ago, a year ago, whatever, there was literally a drive-by shooting a block from where I live. Crazy times in Hollywood. Be careful. Don't make eye contact. And if you see something that looks like crazy, it probably is. And you could probably apply this logic to a lot of situations all over the world, depending on where you are. Because like I've said before, you know, because the Hollywood Hick comes on the 7s out here on the West Coast of the United States of America. But on the East Coast, it comes on the 10s. So every day at 7 in the morning and 7 in the p.m. New episodes, by the way, Tuesdays and Fridays. Well, usually Fridays. This one's coming out on Saturday this time, because I didn't think I was going to have to work yesterday at my regular job. And guess what I had to do? Work. So I didn't get to do the Hollywood Hick. So sorry. It's a day late. Get the fuck over it. Life is hard sometimes and you just have to wait. But it's going to be worth it. Or at least I feel like it's going to be worth it. Or I'd like to go into it. I'm going to take that fucking entitled LA person viewpoint of it. Hell yeah, it's going to be fucking awesome. And you're going to love every last word spewing out of my mouth today. Yes, sirree. That's how that shit's going to go down. Like I was saying, I forget what I was saying. I do that all the time. I digress and then I forget what the fuck I'm saying. So why don't we just get into the news of the freaking day that's going on? Because guess what? Another episode of Hollywood Hick. What do we got? 3 more Cosby accusers. Every time I turn around, it's more. Gloria Allred is hauling these bitches out like cattle. It's ridiculous. They all keep coming out. Cosby is just like, it's just getting worse. Like, nothing this guy can do is gonna, like, he can't make it better, because he doesn't say anything, but he says things. But by not saying things, he says stuff. You know what I mean? Your complacency is just a little bit too damning as far as I'm concerned. And with all these women with all their similar stories, with nothing really to gain other than having Gloria Allred wheel them out, that's when I do start to get worried, when that woman gets involved, because all she wants is a TV camera and a microphone and a little bit of fucking attention. I don't think she gives 2 shits about anybody that she represents. All she wants is more airtime, like Al Sharpton and those fuckers too. They don't ever do any damn good. All they do is go stir the fucking pot. I swear to God, they act under the pretense of doing, they could, they have the potential to, but all they want to do is stir the pot for their own freaking means. And I don't like that. It's like, don't use these tragedies and all these other things as a means. Whatever. I ain't going to talk about that, because this is the Hollywood Hick. We don't talk about that serious shit. I ain't even going to talk about France getting shot up over there, them cartoonists. Well, I might, because that's some straight, okay, I'm going to address that, because that is some straight up mother trucking bullshit. If your God tells you that you need to go shoot up 12 people or plus because you got butt hurt over a cartoon, you know what? Fuck you, and fuck all that fucking religion you rode in on, because that ain't the religion I was taught growing up. I don't even support it, because they can't. There's too fucking hypocritical. It's that whole do as I say, not as I do sort of mentality. And there ain't one God anywhere that you could tell me that says going in and shooting up all those people is going to be some like freaking beeline to the freaking front of the line. getting into heaven. Like, it just don't work that way. I don't know, like, whatever bullshit these people are teaching you, stop listening to the nonsense. And it's like, there are a lot of good Christians out there, I will say that, but the thing is, these fucking squeaky wheels are giving y'all all a bad name. It happens over here too. All these people bitching and whining about the gay marriage shit. It's just, get the fuck over it. There are so many more important things in the world than whose dick somebody wants to suck and who they decide to marry. It's like, it just makes no sense to me. I don't understand why. It's like, if you don't want to be in my bedroom, get the fuck out of my bedroom, asshole, because that's where you do not need to be. If you don't want to see it, then don't look at it. If it completely offends you and makes you sick to your stomach, then why do you pay it so much attention? I'll never, ever, 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 ever in a million years figure that shit out. I can't talk about that too much, but that's my take on it. Pull your head out of your religion ass and just, like, use some common sense. You know what? Because now, guess what you've done, people who shot up all those people at Charlie Hebdo, or however you say it. I don't know if I probably said it right, but that satirical publication in Paris where they just went in there and just did all that horrible nonsense just the other day, you know. And quit being so goddamn offended, people. Do not get butthurt over every little thing. The whole world is not, it's like, the world is gonna, you are going to run into people who think differently than you do. You cannot think in a world with as many people that we have overpopulated to the level that we have overpopulated it, that you're going to run into people who are going to be like-minded at every freaking turn. What, you just live in a fantasy. It's like, it's impossible. The world you are looking for, it's impossible, and it ain't gonna happen. So how about you just fucking stop? All y'all, just live and let mother trucking live. Why is that so hard? I can't wrap my brain around it. Just be a kinder and gentler person. All of you, make a New Year's revolution right now to be kinder and gentler people, and just fucking live and let live, and let people go along. When you're driving, when you're walking somewhere, when you're in the store, when you're doing anything, just fucking calm down. I'm trying to do it myself. I don't like driving. I go into severe bouts of blackout road rage. Road blackout rage. That's what I go into. Because people have no manners. They're all self-entitled, and they think they're the only person who's allowed to do this stupid nonsense that they throw in your direction. And then they also think that by dingling their hand out of the window, that that's supposed to absolve them of whatever untoward nonsense they just threw in our direction because they dingled. And that makes absolutely no sense. And ladies, you do that more than men, so y'all need to stop. Men do it too, but ladies, I have been paying attention, and proportionally, percentage-wise, y'all are more of a dingler than men. We have dingles. Y'all just dingle your hand out the window. That's just how that fucking shit works. But whatever. I'm getting off of this subject because I will just go on a rant for fucking ever. And but the thing, okay, back to fucking Cosby. Three more accusers. Go figure. Another episode of the Hollywood Hick. More Cosby accusers. But Gloria Allred, well, we already talked about that. Gloria Allred hauls those bitches. I'm not going to say bitches because then I sound like Felicia Rashad, which we will get to later after I tell you about, like, Cosby. So Cosby is still doing shows. Apparently, in the States, everybody's like, get out. We're not going to, like, we can't support this or whatever. Like, you're not going to sell enough tickets right now. But up in Canada land, apparently, up there in Canada, he is still doing some shows, which from what I can tell online is they are not selling out. Like, they try to lead you to believe that they're full, but they are not full. You can tell because I've looked at some videos of them, and I can see empty seats in the videos. But why is that happening? What is a happening is Mr. Cosby, Mr. Bill Cosby, the America's dad, that's who we're talking about here, America's dad, has been getting a little bit of heckles coming from the audience because there's been some protesters outside, and I guess some of them have made their way inside. Here is a clip. I'll play it so you can hear it, and it's kind of hard to make some of it out, but, like, we'll talk about it on the flip side. It's just some of the shit that, like, how he handles it, and it's just, I have such issues with all of it. It drives me completely nuts. But so here is a clip that I got off of the TMZ. Somebody sent them a video that they made with their celery phone, I'm sure, up in the wherever he was in Canada. I didn't pay attention to where. It's Canada. It's north of the border. That's all we need to know. But this is Mr. Bill Cosby getting heckled by people who are kind of not happy with his current situation. All right. Want to hear it? Here it go.
Let them stop.
We believe in heaven.
now, here we're going to continue with our show.
Very piece of shit.
Whoa.
Stop.
Really?
No, no. No, don't do this, please.
Very piece of
That's all right. Stop, stop. It's all right. Stop. Calm. So,
Aaron,
Stop. It will calm.
Too many cheeseburgers.
Stop. All right, then, if security will, please.
I personally, for one, the Hollywood Hick here on the Crab Diving Network will tell you, in no uncertain terms, I love those hecklers. I am usually not one for heckling, being a comedian myself. Sometimes I think heckling is a little bit much. But in this instance, and it's just people wanting to be part of the show, usually in normal circumstances. But in this one, it's people who need to like and get a point across and be like, no, dude, we believe the women. Because there's too many of them with too many of a similar story with too little to gain by all of this other than pointing out that they were, I was going to say stupid, but that's the wrong word, but just naive enough to like not point this out when they should have, because it was a different world back then. Also, like, people are forgetting that part of it, that it was a different mother trucking world back then. Like, women like didn't have the same level of I guess stature or whatever. I don't know what you'd want to call it or whatever, but it's like the rape was so brushed under the rug all the time that it's like you didn't feel confident to come out. You all, more times than not, you stigmatized yourself. So it's like all these people, why did they not come out? Because society has made it really difficult for that. Because right there, you can hear the people in the background defending, because I love the shit these people are yelling. And they're like, we believe the women. Like, I support that. It's like, no, we're just telling you, we believe the women. You got a problem because your story doesn't hold up. Theirs does. Because if you go back in the history, people want to act like this just fucking happened. It didn't. This story's been out for years, 10 or more years. I've heard it bunches of times. This is just when the shit really hit the mother trucking fan. But I love these people. And it's like, he tries to stop it. I'm like, stop. Like, I hate that. Like, you're past the point of trying to take this dad role, Cosby. You've ruined that. It's finally been ruined. You are no longer America's dad. You're fucking America's creepy uncle who everybody's scared to sit on his lap because you might get diddled. That's who you have become, because what you did in the past has now come back to bite you in the ass, and you are screwed. You are never going to come back. I don't see him ever coming back from this. I don't ever see him coming back from this. But I love what these people are yelling. So they're like, we believe the women, which again, he tries to stop it. Stop. Like, he has no other retort. Except for I did hear one, and it wasn't in this clip, but apparently like in the previous show, this was the second day of shows, the first day of shows, he said, like, somebody yelled out a comment about going, or he asked some woman where she was going. She said, I'm going to the bar. And he was like, he said something to the effect of, be careful about getting a drink around me. Now, that's straight, like, whatever, he's making light of it. But at the same time, I'm like, that's a little bit creepy. If you don't want to acknowledge it, why do you acknowledge it in one of the creepiest ways possible? Because you roofied people, for lack of a better way of putting it, and it involves a cocktail. So you sort of backhandedly, passive-aggressively sort of acknowledged it without really acknowledging it, which is some straight-up bullshit. But I love what these people are yelling. And then the one guy finally has had it. Well, after one guy yells, we believe Cosby, which is probably yelled from somebody who has had his fair share of date raping and things in the past too. Now, I'm merely speculating, and I'm not saying that's anything fact. I'm just saying that came from somebody who sounded to me like somebody who probably would have thought that date rape in college was just the girl not protesting, or like, no didn't really mean no, like no meant yes, like that's that guy, like she didn't protest enough or something like that is probably what he would say. That's how I feel that guy. So fucking, that guy is an asshole, and it's spoken like somebody, like if you would condone that fucking behavior on any level, regardless, like, okay, you're saying you don't know if Cosby right and you're not saying these women right, so, but you're saying, I'm more on the side of somebody who has had now upwards of 30 plus women accuse him of this, a very similar story. They don't know each other. They're all from different walks of life now. It's like, it happened so long ago. These people are not, Hollywood is not a long career for a lot of people, in case you were wondering, mother truckers. It's not. Most people come here, do things for a little bit, and then the star goes up, and then it like crashes and burns, like that star just boom, asteroid into the earth. That's it. And they're done. And then they go back to their lives in freaking Texas or middle America or whatever, or they get a regular job of sorts. Because being an actor and a comedian, it's not like something that everybody is guaranteed. So fuck these people. But that dude. And then I love how the one dude, he just starts an arrogant piece of shit, because that's what he is. It's like, so well put. You arrogant piece of shit, just sitting up there still trying to tell your fucking joke in a sweatshirt that says, "Hello, friends." Is that what you said as you roofied these women? Hello, meet, or should be like, "Hello, meet my friend," that you're not going to remember because you've been passed out the whole time, which I still find as creepy gets. If your fetish is to bone someone who is comatose, then you are straight up whack, weird, nuts. That is not normal behavior. When I go to Knock Boots, I want somebody who can fucking participate. You got to be able to participate. If they aren't participating, it's just weird and gross, and it's like borderline like necrophilia or whatever it is when people have sex with dead people. It's just fucking, ugh, can't stand it. But he just sits there doing nothing. And then one of the other Cosby supporters, yeah, if you hear listening towards the end of it, it's like the woman's yelling something about, I don't know, it's hard to make out, but it's like basically saying give women respect or whatever. And the guy's retorting is probably the same dude that said, "We believe Cosby." He's like, "You eat too many cheeseburgers." Fuck you, dude. I guarantee you that dude sitting there has probably had his fair share of cheeseburgers. He's spilling off into two or three different seats because he's sitting there in those little seats, spilling off on either side with his self-entitled fucking not me, you, or whatever. I can't think of the way I'm getting all riled up about this shit, but that whole fucking mentality of, you're the one who's the problem and not me. When you're looking at if you look in the mirror, that dude's probably is probably a couple of 100 pounds overweight and just fucking completely in denial because he thinks that that it's society's fault. It's like a glandular problem. It's probably what he thinks. Ass motherfucking hole. I hate those fucking people. And to make matters worse, and I used to like this woman, and y'all know how much I feel about when somebody like I actually kind of liked in the past comes out and does some seriously stupid shit, open mouth, insert foot kind of thing. But leave it to fucking Felicia Rashad, Claire Huxtable herself, tries to come out and say that in his defense. And everybody's like, "What are you doing, woman?" It's like she did it so incredibly poorly. It's like I can't even... it's hard for me to even wrap my brain around how poorly she like handled this thing, because she was at some luncheon apparently. So Felicia Rashad was at a luncheon apparently, and a guy from some publication called Showbiz 411 asked her some questions about this and what her opinion on and all that, because, and she couldn't have taken the high road like all the other Cosby people, whatever, like Rudy was like, "That's not the man I know," which is exactly the response. She was like, "You can't take a position if that's you. I get it. I wouldn't want to either. But since I'm sitting here behind this microphone and I get to do what I want to do," I'm not judging, by the way, I'm just merely stating things as my opinion. So you can call it judging if you want, but me and Dolly know this is not true judging. I'm just saying this is my opinion based on what's laid out in front of me. This is how I have ascertained this information into what I believe is going on in this here situation with Bill Mother Trucking Cosby, right? But Felicia Rashad, Claire Huxtable herself, replied, and when Janice Dickinson and Beverly Johnson were brought up, apparently what she said was, "Forget these women. What you're seeing is the destruction of a legacy, and I think it's orchestrated. I don't know why or who's doing it, but it's the legacy, and it's a legacy that is so important to the culture." Fuck you, Felicia Rashad. Fuck you. And then she goes on, "Someone is determined to keep Bill Cosby off of TV, and it worked." Well, then asked who, she's like, "I don't know." She said, "The show represented America to the outside world. This was the American family, and now you're seeing it destroyed. Why?" Okay, Felicia, let me break this down for your dumbass, because I really thought you were a much smarter woman than this. You came across that way. I don't think you're a very good actress. You're mediocre at best, and this Cosby Show ship gave you a lot of opportunities that you probably should have not had otherwise. But this is the thing. What happened is Bill Cosby fucked up his legacy because his shit finally came out the way it is. It's like he did not know back in the 70s and 80s, apparently, when he was doing most of his raping, that there was going to be a thing called the internets by the time he was in his 70s or however fucking old this dude is, right? So now he's like up there, he's got the internets, and information flies around the world in a heartbeat. So you don't have the ability to go in and swoop it in and do the shit like he did before when this was coming out before and the National Enquirer was going to put it out. And he threw his daughter under the bus and gave them a My Daughter's on Drugs story. True, if you can look it up. He threw his daughter under the bus to not have this story come out several years ago. And then because of Hannibal Buress making a joke about it, here it is in fucking the forefront of everybody. Like, you know, anytime there's like one of these terrorism attacks, Bill Cosby is probably like, yes, thank God they're going to quit talking about me for at least 5 minutes. And everybody but the Hollywood Hick, because I don't report on that very much. I mean, I talked about it a little in the beginning because you have to, because those people are fucking whack. And I can't wrap my brain around that mentality. I really can't. And I can't wrap my brain around this mentality of like Felicia fucking Rashawn, right? But then, of course, like everything, she comes back on the flip side saying she was misquoted. I hate that shit. You were not fucking misquoted. That is what you said. You could maybe say it was taken out of context, but I don't even think you couldn't say that. You wanted, like most people try to say that you were misquoted. That's what all these stupid celebrities say now when they open mouth, insert mother trucking foot, right? But I can't figure out like what made her think that was the appropriate way to like handle that stupid situation, right? So then she went on like ABC News, right, to try to fix this or whatever, or like give her dependent, talk about how she was misquoted. So here I have the clip from the ABC News where you can hear her with all of her pretentious attitude, like just if you could see her, y'all can only hear, but you can hear the fucking pretension in her voice, and it just drives me nuts. It's like, okay, because, and just listen to this. Okay, there is a quote from one of my all-time favorite movies, Steel Magnolias, and that's not just because it stars the beloved Dolly Parton and Shirley MacLaine and Olympia Dukakis and Sally Field and Julia Roberts, and it also has Daryl Hannah in one of the only roles she was any good in. But there is a line from Shelby, who is Julia Roberts' character, where she says, the quote is, "You know what Daddy always says? An ounce of pretension is worth a pound of manure." And that is the most perfect quote for this. An ounce of pretension is worth a pound of manure. So think of that while you're listening to Felicia Rashad try to dig herself out of this hole that her mouth got her into when she tried to spin it to some sort of legacy. When why would you want to continue this legacy if you find out on the flip side that it was all lies and fabrications, and this man was doing horribly untoward things on the flip side and had everyone completely hornswoggled, and now you want to jump out on the flip side and say it's part of a legacy? Because honestly, if it was really part of a legacy, I would see more black people jumping to his defense, and I honestly don't see that. The only people I see are some of his older friends who finally feel this sort of like obligation to do it, like Whoopi Goldberg defending him on The View and stuff. Like, but that's coming from a woman who also made a comment of, well, what is rape? There's rape, and then there's rape. It's like, it just makes no sense. Like, stupid shit like that. It's like, you can't trust these people. But this is pretentious ass Felicia mother trucking Rashawn on the ABC News trying to dig herself out of this hole. And I just think she's despicable. Who am I broke the fuck up with this time? Felicia mother trucking Rashawn. You know what we are, lady? Broke the fuck up. Do you hear that? Words out of my mouth. Felicia Rashad broke the fuck up, and here goes why. Okay, want to hear it? Here it go.
For 8 years, she was the wife of America's iconic TV dad. Felicia Rashad describes the Bill Cosby she knows.
He's a genius. He is generous. He's kind. He's inclusive.
Tonight, speaking to ABC News exclusively about her co-star and friend accused by more than a dozen women of sexual assault and impropriety.
What has happened is declaration in the media of guilt without proof.
Earlier this week, her remarks about the women who have come forward created a firestorm.
You were quoted online as saying, forget those women.
And that was a misquote. And that is not what I said. What I said is, this is not about the women. This is about something else. This is about the obliteration of legacy.
Because some people might think that it was dismissive.
I am a woman. I would never say such a thing.
But she's under attack today as three more women step forward with new accusations against Cosby.
Felicia, you should be supporting these women.
When you first heard women were saying they had been drugged or raped.
I had never heard that before. And I can't even speak to those things and don't want to.
As Cosby arrives in Toronto to go on stage tonight, Rashawn insisting this scandal is an orchestrated attack.
Who would have a vested interest in attacking the legacy of Bill Cosby?
That's my question, too.
Okay, that's Felicia Rashawn in her little interview on ABC about how trying to clarify her comments, which in my opinion, she sort of made shit a little bit worse this time around because blaming the victim. It's like, why do people in this country feel like the victim should be the first one blamed? Like, why can't we just say, hey, let's have a little bit of empathy? Because she has none. It's just pretension. You can just hear the pretension oozing off of her. Like that pound of manure we talked about before, an ounce of pretension is worth a pound of manure. That's one of my favorite quotes from one of my favorite movies, still Magnolias. But it shit drives me fucking nuts. And there's like, she's like, that's my question too. It's like, you can't answer that question. You don't. They have nothing to gain. Who is trying to take down Cosby? Why would anybody wanted to take down Cosby? He would have made them millions of dollars. Like who, you can't come up with anybody who would want to take him down other than these women who all claim that he did this same thing to them. Like pattern of horrible behavior over the course of many, many years. And then like other shit she says, it's like there's no proof. Well, the proof is in the pudding as far as whatever pudding. Like, that's kind of gross. I can't believe I just said that out loud. But the proof is, the proof is coming from the fact that these women have nothing to gain. Their stories are way too similar. They've been talking about it, some of them, for a long time. Like, honestly, I have said it before and I will say it again. If you make Janice Dickinson look respectable or reputable, then you got a problem. You have a major problem because she talked about it in a book years ago and everybody dismissed her and told her that she was just making shit up and being crazy. And then come to find out on the flip side, pretty much the way she told that story back then before all of this shit hit the fan was pretty much indicative of all these stories to come out afterwards. So it just kills me. And then I love how she also says, trying to be like, purporting herself to be like the purveyor of like women and women rights and a woman. I'm a woman myself. Fuck you. This is why we are broke the fuck up, Felicia Rashawn. This is ridiculous. She's like, this is not about the women. It's about Cosby's legacy. That's all you worried about. And you talk about how it's not about the residuals. They make a comment about that. I didn't play it in the clip because it was the like interview talking about how she's made a comment about how it's not about the money, that the longer it goes, the residuals get smaller, but she's still getting money off of it. You can't tell me the woman that has not made a bazillion dollars off of this stuff. It has made her a very comfortable woman for a very long time. And, you can't tell me that because it's not about the women. Felicia, honey, let me tell you something. It is about the women. It is about the women. They are the ones who were victims of this ongoing problem that nobody addressed. And apparently a lot of people knew about, but nobody wanted to say anything, which is the way it was back then, I guess, or whatever. But it's just disgusting. But you say it's not about the women. It is about the women. It's very much about the women who finally now feel like they have a voice and can come out and say, this is what was done to me by this particular man. And when I found out that I was not alone in this situation, then it gave me some sense of comfort or whatever to be able to let this out and finally say, this is what was done to me. And regardless of whether the courts are going to do anything about it, we are going to let people know that we are no longer going to be silent. And that's the way that fucking shit is. But it's like, it's like the woman, she's like, I've never heard this shit before. That was another thing she said. This is why, another reason we are broke the fuck up, Felicia Rashawn. Because you know what? I've heard it before. I heard it years ago. 10 probably years ago. And I was not even on a television program with him. And you can't tell me you don't read that shit because all y'all read that shit. You want to tell me you don't read the tabloids or this or that or whatever. You knew there was a rumor about this out there. You cannot, I refuse to believe that you're telling the truth. So now, one of the reasons we are broke the fuck up is I now think you're a liar. True or not, the public opinion of the Hollywood hick, a.k.a. Brent Paris, here in Hollywood, in the Florida room, is saying right now Felicia Rashad is lying through her teeth with this pretentious, smug look on her face while she does it, trying to think that that's what's going to like make us not want to punch her in the face and drown her in a toilet because she made some horribly irresponsible comments that now she wants to claim that she was misquoted. That is what you said. That is... and I'm taking it the way that I'm going to take it. The way I'm going to take it is you are despicable and you are now defending somebody who is indefensible. Indefensible. Is that even a word? Did Hollywood Hick just make up a word? I don't know. He is not to be defended. Why couldn't you just done like fucking Rudy was smart enough to just go like, that was never the dude I saw. I can't speak to this. Fucking Denise did the same thing. They all have done it. It's like, just shut up. Shut the fuck up. Felicia Rashad, we are broke the fuck up. Whatever, that's all I'm saying on that. That's all I'm talking about on this thing. But like, when she came out, that just champed my ass. I was like, I can't believe that. I just couldn't believe that. I can't believe it because I've seen her in interviews before, and I've always thought she had this sort of pretentious, sort of holier than thou attitude. That's why I don't like Oprah. I hate that. She's got this holier than thou sort of attitude sometimes that I just can't stand. I hate that bullshit. So whatever, I'm not talking about that anymore because we are going to move on to the other lady of pretension in Hollywood right now. Apparently, pretension is a trait that is catching in Hollywood because there's a couple of them who have it. And the second one who has it actually is somebody I kind of liked, but now I'm starting to think that she might be a little bit full of herself too. And I guess she should be, maybe, not should be, that's a bad choice of words. Somebody who... it's just fucking pretentious as hell. Like, it's just the way, it's the smug, like, sort of condescending tone of voice these fucking people take. I can't stand it. But, and I'm talking about Meryl Streep, if y'all know, like, America's grand dame of an actress, whatever. I get it. Sometimes she's a little heavy-handed for me. I watched that Into the Woods movie recently, and it was mediocre at best. I don't know, like, whatever. It's a little heavy-handed and just, and again, it should end with the, whatever, if I'm spoiling anything, but it should end with the fucking wedding, just like The Sound of Music. Everything afterwards was just like, meh, horrible, just horrible. But apparently, okay, so this is what happened. Russell Crowe, who is somebody that I really am very indifferent about, whatever. I like some of his older movies. He's kind of a dick. I get it. But sometimes I, like, appreciate somebody who can just be honest and come out and say shit the way that, just call a spade and say this is what it is, right? So he was asked a question about, like, something about why don't you do another Gladiator movie? And he basically said that he was too old, and then went that he can't do that anymore, that it's not appropriate for his age. And so then they asked him about women, and this is what he said. He said, "The best thing about the industry I'm in, movies, is that there are roles for people in all different stages of life. To be honest, I think you'll find that the woman who is saying that the roles have dried up is the woman who at 40, 45, 48 still wants to play the ingenue and can't understand why she's not being cast as the 21-year-old. Meryl Streep will give you 10,000 examples and arguments as to why that's bullshit, so will Helen Mirren or whoever else it happens to be." Which, the dude has a point. People, and it's a double standard, I get it, but that's the thing. You went into a business, these women who want to do this shit, where you knew this straight up. Hollywood has always been that way. And actually, they're one of the few who do not sugarcoat that kind of shit. They just say, this is the way it is. This is how we operate. This is what makes money. Because apparently people don't want to see these old broads playing some of these ingenue roles. It just doesn't work. And unfortunately, men get away with playing some of those, like, roles, the dashing sort of roles, as they get later in life. Unfortunately, the way Hollywood works, that's just the way it is. And if you don't like it, quit going to the fucking movies that do that shit, because apparently those are the movies that sell tickets. So guess what Hollywood's going to keep doing, because they're not in this business to, like, lose money. But so apparently Meryl Streep was doing some interviews for the debut, or the premiere, I should say, of Into the Woods over across the pond. Somebody asked her about this Russell Crowe thing, because he had name-jacked her, and she went on to talk about it. And so whatever, I can't do this justice, because you can just feel the pretension oozing out of her voice and this smug look on her face. I used to like Meryl Streep, and actually I kind of still do, but in this moment I kind of think she's just being a self-entitled "see you next Tuesday" who should probably have just let this question slide and, like, not address it, because I don't think she did a very good job of shedding her herself in a good light on this one because she's like a little bit too pretentious for my take. So here is Miss Meryl Streep, America's like foremost actress extraordinaire, more Oscars nominations, wins or whatever, awards or whatever. She is good, but sometimes too much. Sometimes I'm just like, oh, good Lord, I am not watching another one of these fucking overly whatever. We all know the Hollywood hick likes movies with superheroes, potty humor, in action. Like, I don't like any highbrow shit. I had to watch a highbrow movie at work the other day. Oh my God. Something called Listen Up, Philip. Some fucking artsy, fartsy, indie bullshit about writers and fucking, it's nothing but horrible people. I don't understand why everything has to be about horrible people these days. Can we not have fucking shit about happy people who are doing well? Everything is about horrible people. It's like, is that how we feel better about ourselves? Listen to the Hollywood Hick and you will feel better about yourself, because every episode I will give you some reason to feel better about yourself, because there is a dumbass out there somewhere, at least one, who will do shit dumber than you could ever have hoped to do. But here is Meryl Streep with her pretentious ass trying to explain what Russell Crowe meant. Like, she had to speak for him and explain what she meant. And yeah, so want to hear it. Here it go. Okay.
Yeah, the Russell Crowe thing, I'm so glad you asked about, because it's, I read what he said, all of what he said, and he was really, he's been, it's been misappropriated what he was talking about. He was talking about himself. The journalist asked him, why don't you do another Gladiator? You know, everybody loved that. He said, I'm too old. I can't be the Gladiator anymore. I'm playing parts that are appropriate to my age. He said, And as, you know, then the conversation went on to actresses, and so that was proving a point that he was talking about himself, as most actors do. And so that aside, I agree with him that we, you know, it's good to live in the place where you are. Having said that, you know, this witch is was created by a very, very young woman. So it was easier to do that, to make the transformation, because you can put old age on. It's a lot harder to take it off.
Ugh, just the way she was talking, and that, like, that just that pretentious attitude, I can't stand it. Like, Meryl Streep, we are borderline broke the fuck up, just because I used to think you were cooler than that, and now I think you're like some like self-important freaking actress again now. And but like, the whole thing is the part of them is like it's easier to take it off. Like, you know what, you can't take off that pretentious fucking attitude. And I love how you refer to it's like she starts out as beautiful and then ends up old. Meryl Streep, you are borderline old. You were in like 65. It's not like you are some freaking ingenue spring chicken. Like, you start out beautiful. Yes, you are unconventionally beautiful. I will not say you are like conventionally beautiful, because you're a bunch of weird features that for whatever reason seem to work together enough to get you by, and it's kind of a chameleon kind of face, so you can play a whole bunch of shit. But classically pretty is not something I would ever attribute to you. But it's just this whole thing. It's like, I can't, like, whatever. And now the thing is, I sort of kind of agree with her, because all these actresses and people, they want to come bitching on the flip side how they had all these great roles when they were younger for all these like sexy romantic leads, and then they get older and those things like change and dry up. It's just, that's the business you went into. It's been that way as long as anybody can remember. And then now it's like, once you're part of it, you want to start bitching and complaining about it. It was all perfectly fine when it was working your way. But now that it's not, everybody wants to like bitch and complain. But the best part of that, and I encourage y'all to look up that clip online, because the whole time that Meryl Streep is being this pretentious, like, self-entitled, see you next Tuesday sort of, I won't go that far, she's not a see you next Tuesday, but she's just was just being overly pretentious and like whatever. But Tracy Ullman is sitting to her right, if you're looking at it, and Tracy Ullman's face is classic. She is giving side eyes and like, I can't believe she said that face, and like rolling her eyes like, oh my God, I can't believe this. Like, this woman is digging a grave. That's, you can see that, you can see that whole thought process go through Tracy Ullman's mind and on her face. Like, her face is so animated through the whole thing. It's awesome. But like, while I agree with Meryl, I'm just also like, Why do you have to be so goddamn pretentious about it? It's like actresses. Where does this pretension come from? Like, I don't understand. Like, they feel like, I don't know. It's like because you have been in a movie, it's like for some reason you're supposed to be some sort of aficionado on all things cultural and this and that and like society and psyche and whatever else. Fuck, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But Meryl Streep, you need to dial it down a notch. You are not Felicia Rashad fucking pretentious, but I'll be damned if that was not some straight up pretentious. And that, like, if you look at her face, like that whole, as actors do when talking about themselves, it's like, you know what? We all like to talk about ourselves, not just you actors. A lot of people like to talk about themselves. Sports people like to talk about themselves. Comedians like to talk about themselves. Hell, the chick at the grocery store likes to fucking talk about herself. I go to the Trader Joe's and that bitch will talk my fucking ear off about how her day was and how was your day. So it's not just you that wants to talk about yourself in the pretentious ways. So to quote one of my all-time favorite movies again, Meryl, honey, an ounce of pretension is worth a pound of manure. Okay. That's all I'm going to say on that. So freaking Meryl Streep driving a brother nuts. But that's that. So let's see what else. I'm tired of talking about pretentious women. Pretentious women are getting on my damn nerves. But let's talk about something else that's getting on my damn nerves while we're on the subject of getting on the Hollywood Hick's mother trucking nerves. Because by name in my show, The Hollywood Hick, and I'm from the South. I grew up there. I don't live there anymore, but I grew up there and I still hold on to some of those sensibilities. I love country music. Current country music on the radio, though, is somewhat lackluster. Occasionally a song here or there will catch my ear. And they're letting more ladies on the radio now, so I'll give them that, because I will admit, I am more partial to a lady singer than a male singer. It's just the way it works. But my issue is, and I used to fight against this when people said all of it sounded the same, because it didn't as much. It was like variations on a theme and this and that. It would go away. But now this shit all sounds the same. And a dude on the YouTubes proved it. He completely mother trucking proved that shit. He took songs from like several guys like Blake Shelton, Florida Georgia Line, a couple others that are doing this, like everything, the bro country guys, Luke Bryan, all these bro country guys, right, that sing about tailgates and trucks and tight jeans and short shorts and drinking beer and all that, just bro country that I just, it's like, it was fine at first when there were a few songs, but like everything is just too much. It's too much. It's all the same chords. It's all the same rhythms. It's all the freaking same. So this dude got on the YouTubes and did a mashup of it where he like put them together, like strung these songs together, different singers, different songs. And I could not have done it better myself. I could not have done this. I don't even want to pretend that I could have done this. The Hollywood Hick would not have had the time and or the patience to sit down and do this, and that is why I'm thankful for things like the interwebs and the YouTubes, because I get to look at it there and I don't have to go through all the effort of actually putting this shit together. But here, listen to this, and then we'll address it quickly on the flip side, because we're getting low on time. I just looked at, I bitched about Bill Cosby and Felicia Rashad way too long, and we're running low on time here on the Hollywood Hick, because there's a couple other things I want to talk about too, because Mob Wives came back. Hell yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. But okay, here is the mashup of the country songs, right, all together, strung together to where it's like one song. These are like five or six different songs, and you would never know it. You would never know it. So here is proof that all country music right now sounds the same, and that is a mother trucking shame. Okay, want to hear it? Here it go.
Cottonwood falling like snow in July.
I said fireflies popping like a 4th of July, yeah.
The breeze blowing in, your hair blowing round. You're scanning through the stations looking for that country sound.
Trucks jacked up, flat bills flip back.
It's going down just right.
Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom.
It's almost over. Rolling down, bottom up, cruising round, get stuck.
Nothing but time tonight. Let's get to killing it. Long as I'm rocking with you, girl.
Falling like this.
Might wanna close your eyes for this.
That right there, y'all. That is the culmination. All y'all mother truckers out there in Crab Diving Land. That is the culmination of six different songs by bro country dudes Okay, these are the six songs. Sure Be Cool if You Did by Blake Shelton. Drunk on You by Luke Bryan. Chillin' It, Cole Swindell. Close Your Eyes by Parmalee. This Is How We Roll, Florida Georgia Line. And Ready, Set, Roll by Chase Rice. Those are all six big country hits of the past year that, when you string them all together, sound like they are the same song. So now, proof that all country music, current as it is right now, sounds the same. Country radio, stop this nonsense. I hate it. I can't stand it. I want my old country music back. I want country that sounds like country. And please, for the love of God, you probably can't hear it in this, but they start some of that rapping shit. They are rapping in my country. The Hollywood Hick does not appreciate that, does not approve. I do not, under any circumstances, approve of rapping in my country or this bro country nonsense. Please, country radio. We're sick of it. Everybody's bitching about it. Look on the interwebs. Everybody's upset. Just quit. Y'all had the power to, like, say no. Let a few ladies sing. Let some, like, twang back into my country that's not the same four chords. Oh, it's horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. I'm so over country music right now. But, yeah, so I just wanted to show y'all that. Yes, when everybody says that all country music today sounds the same, they are telling the truth. And I used to fight that. You can't fight the truth, apparently. You really can't. That is proof right there. You will never be able to fight the truth. And that is what that dude, Sir Mashalot, on the YouTubes, he's got like millions of hits on this thing. I just noticed it the other day, and it's already got over 2 million hits, 2,300,000 plus hits. So good for him. But it's just, come on, do something original. That's all I want. It's just something original. Like, just do something that doesn't sound like everything else. We need a country artist to come and just shake shit up with, like, original sound that doesn't sound like bro country, that's singing about more than pickup trucks and bikinis and sliding over and fireflies and 4th of July and all that bullshit. So stop. Stoppity, stop, stop, stop. All right, and that's all I'm going to say on that. So that's how I feel about country music right now. I ain't happy with it. I love country music. It's my favorite. Some of my favorite artists in the whole entire world. Hello, Dolly Parton, the queen of country music, as far as I'm concerned. You know, you got like the first lady of country and like Loretta Lynn, some people would say is the queen. But I personally believe that Dolly Parton is the queen. Because look what this woman has achieved. Dolly Parton is the greatest person to ever live, as far as I'm concerned. And you will never change my mind on that. I don't think it's possible for anyone to come along who I will ever replace as the greatest human ever. Because that is Miss Dolly Parton. And she always will be. God bless Dolly. God bless Dolly. I love her so much. So let's move on to something a little less irritating and something way more thrilling for me, the Hollywood Hick, here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Backslash live, if you want to hear it when it's happening, which is on the 7s here in the West Coast. On the East Coast, 10s. If you're in the middle, do the math. If you're somewhere else in the world, God bless you for listening. Thank you so much. And do the math, figure it out, or download the podcast. You can get them on iTunes. You can get them on the Crab Diving website, www.crabdiving.com. You can get them on Stitcher, I think. There's lots of places you can get them. But just look on the website if you can't figure it out, if you can't find it. But they're easy to come by. There's links to them and shit. It's great. But this is the thing. I love Mob Wives. I keep telling y'all how much I love Mob Wives. It is only getting better. This shit is getting nuts. And I'll say half the reason I think I watch this program is because I cuss a lot. You can tell by listening to the Hollywood Hick that I'm a cusser. And I've kind of prided myself on being able to make an art out of cussing sometimes. Like, I can string some cuss words together more eloquently than a lot of people sometimes. But I pale in comparison to my beloved Mob Wives because, okay, let me tell you what's been happening. So whatever, I've told y'all about it before, but there's this chick, Natalie. She's a new Mob Wife. She's like from Philly or some shit like that, moving up to New York. On this episode, she moves in with her boyfriend, London, who is the gayest dressing dude I've ever seen in my life. Like, I don't think he's gay. And I'm like, don't get the inclination that he's gay. But I swear to God, he was walking down the street, when my first impression would be that right there is a homo, because he wears gayer outfits. He wears the same kind of shit that I used to wear in my 20s, and those were some gay ass fucking outfits. I'm just saying is all. I'm just saying. But this Natalie chick has them all up in arms because there's a couple other ones. Renee, she's nuts. Renee is straight up nuts. I have come to the conclusion this woman is nuts, like all about her all the time. And really, sometimes she needs to like step down from this like platitude of grandeur that she has placed herself phone, right? But she, like, I mean, some of the shit that comes out of their mouth is just amazing. And the one Karen, because what, they're all up in arms about this Natalie chick, but at the same time, Karen, who is Sammy the Bull Graviano, however you say it, like, he's like, she is his daughter, and he's the one who turned on John Gotti and, like, sold him out to the feds and got him in all kind of trouble. And so he's basically a rat, but they can't talk about, like, but they won't, they can't talk about family, because if you talk about family, you're fucking on the shit list, straight up, honestly. So, but apparently Karen had gotten into a riff with her boyfriend. Oh shit, what is his name? I can't believe I can't think of his name right now. It's like Smoke or something like that. A Slate. Oh fuck, I can't think of it. Whatever. She has a boyfriend with a stupid name, and but it's like a given, like a fake nickname, given name, right? But apparently he brought home, he thought that she had already left for the workplace or something like that, and came home from, like, because he does like club promotion and stuff, of course, and he like came home at 7 a.m. and there was some chick with him supposedly needing to pee, but Karen had overslept, and she comes out, sees this chick in her living room, loses her mind. That chick goes running for the hills, and you know she lets her fucking man have it. So she has a little meeting with the ladies, which is what she does. And so okay, this is an example of how these women can cuss like nobody's business. So, like, this is Karen, Sammy the Bull's the daughter, kind of describing how pissed off she is. So we want to hear it. Here it go.
It is the ultimate disrespect to bring some hoe in the house. She should have gave an explanation, not take off like a bat out of hell before I even said boo. I'm 100% right for the way I acted. And she's lucky I didn't put my foot right up her, which she was trying to get stuffed probably by something that night.
A blue streak. That is what you call that shit. A blue streak. I remember you fucking do this. Like, you're trying to get stuffed that night. That's my favorite part. Is at the end. She's like, she was trying to get stuffed that night. She is convinced that her boyfriend, Smoke or Smiley or Slade or whatever his name is, I can't think of it, and it's driving me nuts. I'm going to have to look it up. And then so I can remember next time I have to talk about him. But apparently he brought this chicken. She is not having it. She kicked his ass out, threw a fucking fit, right? So that's part of the drama going on. And then there's also this drama with this Natalie chick who talks a whole lot of shit. Her mouth is going to get her in so much trouble. But apparently come to find out, because Drita, who does makeup and stuff, is doing a photo shoot down in Philly, runs into this other girl named Natalie. And this other girl named Natalie starts telling Drita the skinny on the current Natalie, who is now being called Rattley, because apparently... back in Philly, everybody can't stand this chick because she's a cop caller, and they hate a cop caller. Let me tell you something. That is like the worst thing you can do to a mob wife is be a cop caller, because they're all scared of going to jail, or there's somebody's going to jail, or this or that or the other, right? But apparently this Natalie chick got in her fight with her boyfriend back then, and he's like, of course, she's a mob wife, so she dates gangsters, and he had a probation officer, and because she got mad at him, she called the probation officer. So they are like, fuck you, bitch. They are not fucking having it, right? So Drita sits down the ladies and tell them, like, okay, Karen and Renee, you get to do your big I told you so. And I'll just put it in perspective. This is what Renee had to say about what she thinks about Natalie. This just puts all in a nutshell really quick. This is how they now feel about Natalie. And this shit's about to get real, by the way. This shit is about to get real. So here is Renee giving her how she feels about Natalie. Here we go.
Bitch belongs in a sewer.
And she means it. This Renee bitch is not playing. So I can't wait to see how this drama unfolds next week on the Mob Wives, when we find out exactly what happens when Drita and the other, like, fucking confronts Drita and Big Ange. And they have to, like, I'm telling you, they tease this show like nobody's business. Like, I cannot wait for the next episode after the next one to see who gets punched in the face, hollered at, cussed out like nobody's business. Good Lord have mercy. But, now that I look at the time, y'all, I was going to talk more about Mob Wives. I didn't even get to the person who makes me feel better about myself this week. And it was all about some people fucking on cars. So I'm in a car lot. It's fucking hysterical. But we'll have to get to that on the next Hollywood Hit, because I have done run out of time. Follow me at Brent Paris, 2 R's in Paris, on the Twitters and the Instagrams. Listen to all the programming on the Crab Diving Network, y'all. www.crabdiving.com. And I will talk to y'all soon. Everybody have a good one. stay out of trouble, and keep listening to all this entertainment here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. This is the Hollywood Hick signing off from another episode here in the Florida Room high above Hollywood Boulevard. So, like I said, be good. Doodle-lam, doodle-lam, do, mother truckers. Bye-bye.
Just do that plain old Charleston swing when you sing toot-a-lam, 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 toot-a-lam.